We're here for the latest Ask Doris segment on BAUCommodores.com. Senior linebacker Brent Trice. First question from the fans. Brent, you've played several positions at Vanderbilt. Which has been the most challenging?
Probably safety. It's like, I have to say safety's been the most complicated one. Linebacker, it's pretty easy. And discipline in the box and dime is mostly blitzing, so safety, you have more than one job to do, like, kind of lead on the field, like, especially strong safety, which one I play. So strong safety's been the most challenging position.
Talk about last week at LSU. You've obviously been starting a linebacker the first two games. You made the transition back to safety. Did it come back easy for you in your head, or what was going through your head?
It came back easy because I practice at safety, like, every practice. Like, I go in second string, strong safety, so it came natural to me.
Next question is, last week was obviously a rough game with a lot of guys getting banged up, some injuries, major and minor. How has it affected team morale going into Mississippi State game?
It really haven't affected us because pretty solid at the position. The ones that we lost, we had pretty solid at the depth in it. And we have, we have a lot of people that can play that position. So it's not really going to hurt us that bad. Especially safeties with Joel, and then we have Riley at the lineman that can play it, so we're pretty good at it. We're pretty good.
You're in your senior season. Someone asks here about, you know, you finally started here in your senior season, the first two games. Was it a tough wait, being patient?
Yeah, it was a tough wait. It was like 3 years, but my time came, so I'm ready.
Someone also asks, you've obviously played a couple positions on defense, on special teams. Have you ever considered offense with your talent? I guess you played some tight end at Fort Union.
Yes, I'm not an offensive player. I do not like offense at all.
So, what don't you like about it?
Well, I was a receiver in high school and tight end at Fort Union, but I would want the ball every time, so I wouldn't want to be that selfish on offense, so I'd rather stick to defense.
Someone says here they've observed watching you during the games, you seem very focused. What's going on in your head during the plays to keep you so focused?
I just want to make a big play. Stay focused. Really, Marv, the middle linebacker, we always be competing to see who do the best or who make the biggest hit or a big play. So it's real fun out there being competitive. That's something to push for.
Talks about here about the intensity of that defense. So you guys are very intense. A lot of big hits during the LSU game. Marv specifically had a good one too. Just talk about the intensity that you guys bring as a unit.
Yeah, like, we build off of the momentum. Like, before we go out on the field, I say, yeah, somebody got to be that spark plug, make that big play, get everybody fired up. So once that person get that big hit, everybody's going to feed off of it and make plays after that. So that's how we feed off of it.
Is Marv a bigger hitter than you are, would you say? Or?
He probably would say he is, but if I catch somebody tiptoeing around there, I hit him.
Person says, Brent, love to watch you play. Is there anything you're afraid of, though?
On the field?
I guess just anywhere in life, on the field, off the field, anything that obviously you play relentless.
Oh, I can't tell you what I'm afraid of, but I'm not afraid of nothing.
Someone else from back home, I guess, says, the question is, when will you come back to Orange County?
Probably Christmas. But I hope not then, because I want to be in the bowl, so after the bowl game.
Someone else asks, you know, what's something else Commodore fans don't know about you that would be interesting to them?
Oh, I love to buy shoes. I'm real shoe. I got shoes right here. I'm a big shoe freak. Yeah, I love shoes.
How many do you have?
To be honest, I don't even know. Like, it's a lot.
Are they organized?
Oh, yes. Organized, color.
Clean.
The new ones stay in the boxes, and then once you wear them, they're off of the ice. So,
do you have your favorite go-to pair that you just like to wear?
Not really. I love all of them.
Adam Smotherman was our guest last week, and we asked him one thing to ask about you. He's got one tattoo, but he said you've got several. Do you know how many you actually have?
I told him I think I have 14. I think it's 14. I ain't sit down and count them yet, but I think it's 14.
Is there a favorite one or one that means the most to you?
The one on my shoulder says Prime Time. I got that in high school. People call me Prime Time, so I got Prime Time on my shoulder, yeah.
Is it a Deion Sanders fan back in the day? Or?
I'm a big Deion Sanders fan. Oh, I earned that name in Little League, but, you know, like, he stayed with me.
Can you do the steps, you know, if you're going to score touchdowns?
Deion Sanders fan, everybody knows how to do the steps. Yeah.
I guess next week we're going to talk to Thomas Welch. Anything we need to ask him that sticks out or that you can think of?
Ask him, do he like the line or do he like playing tight end better?
All right, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for answering the questions.